So we'll call to order 6:01. That's a record. And then roll call.
You do roll call.
Mm-hmm. Doug's here. Tony's here. Jane's here. I'm here. Damon's here. Dave and Dave are here.
Mr. Garcia.
And Jean.
Yep, I got you. Yep.
So absent would be Pete.
Kathy,
Rainey, Paula.
And Paul. Paul's probably trying to find out where we're at.
And then, is there anybody else? Eli moved.
Eli doesn't live in the neighborhood anymore.
Eli's going to the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he'll show up there.
Did I say that out loud?
You did, and it was quite, it was very pretty.
Thank All you. Right, I'm minutes. I emailed them out to everybody. Did everyone get a chance to read them?
Yep.
Yeah.
All
right. So I need a motion to approve them.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Minutes of any intervening special meeting? Did we have one?
No.
Okay.
Actually, we were probably going to remove both of those things from the bylaws for the agenda. Just covered under, I think we talked about it last time, just either covered under unfinished business or new business, because we don't really have, I'm wrong. The committees.
Mm.
So the minutes good. There were no special meetings done.
And then treasurer report. Kathy's not here, but she's kind enough to mail this email.
Yeah. So Kathy's not here, but if you want to do it real quick,
Paul's here.
Obviously we're owed $26,000. When I was looking at this real quick. Mimi Green gave me a check for $100.
Who?
Mimi. So they're going to be caught up.
Oh, great.
And then...
Drew's, there's a payment.
Yeah, so... Ronaldo Cologne, he's in collections.
Yeah.
But that house is going to sell. There was one other one on here, Gene, that's selling.
Catherine Liberti.
Catherine.
Oh, was she late?
That's 26 Baby.
That's the one that's moving.
So that's going to be
26 Baby. It's under contract right now. They're doing the stuff.
You know what?
But that's just 1 year. And then we got the guy Darwin.
Well, he's okay. That's being that's going under foreclosure. So that's just starting with the bank on a foreclosure. Actually, Jen had gotten information of who the landscaper and everything was.
Hi,
Paul.
Hello.
I sent an email out to the board with the information of who is going to be managing that property and who the lien holder is, and Kathy has that information.
Sure.
As far as 43 Wildwood, that's there. They should be about 3,000. Where's his? There's Darwin. They begin with a C, I think, don't they?
No. I don't know who this Colin...
So, yeah, that's him.
Okay, so that's 43?
So Ronaldo Cologne.
Because I went on Hupacon's website last night and was looking up the last name, and
Cologne?
I couldn't find it.
No, he's there. He's on the tax records.
That's how you pronounce it, Cologne?
For white people, yes. For Spanish people, Cologne.
Cologne. Well, he's Puerto Rican.
He's Puerto Rican, yeah.
And then Helen.
So that's 43, but I don't know what she means by collections.
Well, she may, like I said, I sent an email to the board. And that had the information of who is handling that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. With his, it would go to collections because he still owns the property. It is under contract. There's something very weird going on.
But we can still collect that at closing, right?
Yes, but I have a feeling it's going to be a cash deal. But I have notified, and I will re-notify the listing agent that there are past dues, and who's ever buying the house, you better let them know. that, and again, it's, you know, buyer beware if you're doing it with cash. But I will send another email out to the list agent, because the last time I sent it to him was last year. And it went, and then the closing was supposed to be last May, then July, then September, now it's into December.
Oh, can you find out?
So
they're
find
aware
them.
Of it, is the bottom line. They're aware that they owe this. The listing agent is aware,
but I will resend another email to remind him.
Can you find out who the buyer is and tell the buyer, or no?
No, because deals can always fall through, and two things they don't want is somebody pilfering a buyer or knowing how much it cost.
So do you remember, this is that weird situation where Dan, that moved into Eli's house, he was going to buy that house.
Oh, was he?
I found that by accident.
And the deal fell through.
Right, and there's still
and
legal action.
And he wound up buying Eli's house instead.
No shit.
Yeah.
Now I figured out why it's
and
messed
he loves
up
it.
On
yeah,
he's
so happy.
They
he
have
is
his last
name. Such a happy family.
Happy has his last name as Ronaldo here, so I don't know.
No, Ronaldo is not his last name.
Mm. Ronaldo's his first name.
His first name.
Nickname Macho.
Yeah. Reynaldo.
I can barely speak my own language. I can't be rolling my R's on yours.
And then the other one is Sharby's.
Right.
Now, who know? I don't know what's going on with that.
Which
Sharby's
one?
House, 13 Bass Rock.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Didn't we have the address on here before?
I know. I got to ask.
Yeah, because I know him by addresses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was looking
at. Sharby's is allegedly that house is bottom up. So in other words, allegedly 3 or 4 years ago, she took out an $850,000 mortgage on the house.
Nice.
The house, of course, is not worth that. She has two squatters currently living in the home.
Dave, think about the strippers.
And of course, the house isn't worth that kind of money. And so basically, I guess whatever relative she had, it was what, the grandson or grandnephew or whether it was blood or whatever, she left everything to him and he signed off saying, I want nothing to do with the house. Now, as far as current court papers, nothing has caught up to her. In other words, as far as like who it belongs to, because the person it was willed to wants nothing to do with it. But I was going to get a copy of her will just to see who this person was.
Well, you can do that?
Yeah.
Once it's probated. Once a will's probated, it's public knowledge.
It's public knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
so you go to the county surrogate and they have that information.
They have the books and then you can get a copy.
Yeah, that's for anybody. Let's say that you
die and then
somebody out of the blue comes up and decides to challenge the will.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
But at any rate...
But since she has a mortgage on it, won't the bank try to get at it?
I don't know whether... See, this is where it goes weird. Because I can't find anywhere as a lien on the home, on the county record.
Right.
So I'm not sure if it was a flat-out mortgage or if she did a reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure with a reverse mortgage that it shows up as a lien. In other words, the property should be in part their name already. I don't know. I don't know how that legal stuff works.
Mm.
But what I do know is right now with Sharby's, it's not for sale because somebody has to take ownership. Somebody has to figure out how much money is owed. And then somebody has to be the one who say, okay, you know, whether it be bank or this, that, or the other. So I don't know.
Hmm.
That one's going to sit a while.
And then if nobody's paying the taxes on it, then the town...
The taxes are getting paid.
That was the only thing that I'm thinking is if it was a reverse mortgage and the bank does have it, the bank can pay the taxes.
Right.
Which one is that?
Because they want to. Second from the third from the bottom.
Helen Gambotti.
Right, and here's the whole thing with it. She also may have paid her taxes in full to the last, you know
true.
What I mean, before she passed. Or the paperwork, because this is such a mess, it's going to take probably a year. Like, look at 9 Sand Harbor.
Yeah.
He's been dead over a year.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to sort out who gets what, who owns it, and who's going to sell it.
So the bottom line is we'll get that one eventually. So I was walking my dog on Tuesday, and there was somebody in there.
At Sharby's?
They got a delivery.
Yeah, there's two squatters living there.
No, so She got the delivery. She saw me, kind of gave me a look, and then hustled back to the door and was telling the guy, I got to get inside. I got to get inside. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Like, I don't know if she thought I was going to say something to her, you know.
Well, they're not.
Because I don't know if she was indeed the caretaker.
What address is that?
The caretaker. Is a man.
Okay,
so this was a woman.
Right. She was the caretaker to Sharby.
Yeah.
And Sharby died, and she didn't leave, and she started renting rooms out.
Right.
Yeah, I know that. But I thought it was a female who was the caretaker.
No. That was Sharby's caretaker. The caretaker of the home is a man, and the only reason I know that is my niece Missy knows him.
Okay.
Because they asked me about it because they thought of it as to look into buying it. And then Kelly said, oh, hell no, not touching it with a 10-foot pole.
So then hopefully within the next year, this will get taken care of.
Yeah. But in any event, so the next time I see Bill Don again, I'll have to tell him that I saw something in there. So what they're trying to do, they're hiding because he wants to get in that property. As soon as he gets in there and sees for himself, then he can shut it down.
Yeah.
Oh, Donegan.
Yeah. Because they're not allowed to rent
apartments
in there. But he hasn't been able to get in. At that point, they couldn't find out who the owner was.
What's that noise?
So looking at
that sounds like a good party. Holy shit!
Excuse me, Damon.
Tax payments.
Yep. Could you please mute on your end until we need you, only because we're recording the meeting and the audio coming through is gonna.
Or invite us to the party. That's a good party.
Shit. Oh, I'm not playing anything.
Oh, there's a lot of background noise.
Wait, is that...
There's kids.
Is there
kids?
TV?
Peter. Can you hear it now? Can you see that background noise?
No.
This is recording. I don't have Peter on the phone.
Oh, now we don't hear it. We don't hear anything now.
Good. Okay.
Cool. Perfect. Thanks.
Everybody good with this?
Yep.
Yeah, help. Charlie's address here?
13 Bass Rock Road.
13 Bass Rock. So looking at, like, to pay your taxes online, there's this another person with the same last name on 335 Maxim. Diane M. And then Benjamin and Byard. But I'm looking at Helen's right now, and you can see if it was paid or open. So everything is paid through current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 11-1 is still open.
Yeah.
November 1st of this year is still open.
Hmm.
Yeah, because the last time we had I looked it up to see if they were paying the taxes.
If it were a reverse mortgage, you know, then I'm sure they...
The bank wants to pay.
Yeah, no matter what it is, whoever's responsible for the finance money is going to pay those taxes.
Does she have relatives who live over on Maxim? That's a very odd last name.
Yeah.
Not that I know it, but I never knew her. So.
She had an adopted son. I think he lived like in Rockaway or something like that. All right.
Okay.
So
the other one is the profit and loss. I don't know. We really need Kathy for this one, but.
So income. Where is that? So the income this year was $76,800, and expenses were $52,000. Net operating income was almost $24,000. We have a bank balance of $51,000, give or take.
So the net income would be what we have after expenses are paid, correct?
Yeah.
So what is that number?
So that's what we have in the bank account.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the five. I thought that was a dollar sign.
But we have to. We still have to pay out these expenses, but we're still going to get stuff in. And then
A lot of
hopefully this is what we have left over. So the 13,958,58.
Yeah. So whatever's on the outstanding list is all basically current year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they.
Yeah, this is all the stuff that she's got that we have to pay for.
Yeah.
What expenses do we have? I'm just curious.
Well, it's all insurance,
taxes,
repairs.
Insurance. You know, office stuff
legal
that she's
fees.
Got. maintenance.
No, this year was good with legal fees, right?
Were we good with legal fees?
No,
we
had the one letter. $850.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the $850 was for what?
Well, we're putting liens on stuff, so that might be
no, that's not bad.
That's not
It beats 10,000 in the past 2 years.
That's great.
Yeah, because don't forget, we still need the lawyers to run the
bylaws, right?
Well, the bylaws and also the
collections
for the money that's owed to us. They have to file all the motions and everything to the court on our behalf.
Good.
So that's actually really good.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best it's been.
Yes.
Yeah. Remember sometimes we would come here and it would be zero?
Yeah, zero.
Oh, yeah. Jeanette Simon. She owes $390. I think she's the one who just put her house up for sale. The former Airbnb.
Oh, Doug knows that. That's his sister-in-law. So
yes.
That's my favorite sister-in-law.
That's your sister-in-law? You have
His sister-in-law is the real estate agent.
Oh.
I have several sister-in-laws.
Same here. I have six sister-in-laws, and I only like one of them. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I just had one at my house for 3 days. Who talked nonstop?
If that's not on your side of the family.
No.
I was just going to say, you guys tend to be a little
every,
quiet.
Every ailment, every medication.
I love all my sister-in-laws. Every one of them.
Good.
What's the address of our squad?
Oh, you're right. Jeanette Simon is that one.
13 Bass Rock. Standing committee chairman. Reports?
Nothing.
Nada.
Right, we know what we're doing with the dues, with the bylaws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and basically we have to set a full meeting for just the bylaws.
Yeah.
Because that's a no if, ands, or buts. Yeah. So if you want to set it now, fine. If we just wait until we're pretty much shut down for the summer as far as the boating season and docks. And
so this is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah. Right. You want to do it the October meeting? Oh, I got to look because I'm pretty booked on October. I have to look at the calendar. But
it doesn't necessarily need to be all of us because it'll take longer.
No, we're all done. We've all done what we did.
And then we'll go. We just go over it one more time.
Oh, you want us to go over? Okay. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll set that up.
Okay.
Damien, you good for that?
Sure, I'm fine. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. What date? October what?
No, we didn't plan it yet, but between you, Gene, and I, we'll make a thing just to go over the bylaws one more time before we present it to the board.
I'll send it.
And then this way, the meeting's not 3 hours long.
Okay. Damien, I'll send... I'll do an email with the three of us, and I'll suggest a group of dates. And then, you know, whatever ones we all are available for, we can do.
You want me in there, too?
Yes.
All right. I'm just 13th to the 18th. I'm away.
Okay. Yeah, next month's a crazy month for me as well. I've got a lot of stupid family stuff.
The holidays and everything.
But we got a brunch on the
25th. Hey, I hear something running.
Yeah,
air?
Air conditioning.
The
we'll get to that.
Yeah, I got a 13th, 18th. I'll be away. It'll be a brunch here on the 25th. That's the only date to be on.
Oh, I'm available for the brunch on the 25th.
Yeah, I can be there. Yeah.
Hey, we're here. It's a birthday brunch for Sheamus.
There we go.
So yeah, come on through.
Good. All right. So correspondence. I got a correspondence from Dave Moore. And he wants to know about renting to a co-worker.
Yes, one of Bree's co-workers wants to...
Christmas party.
Looking for a place to rent. Her usual place, wherever that is.
Will you be there?
I'm sure we will be.
Then just rent it out for you.
You should rent it out.
You rent it out.
Money.
Okay. You trust them?
So what did we say? Didn't we say $250 for members, $350 for non-members?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you rent it, then it could be $250 instead of $250 for members.
The only thing we need to do is come up with contracts.
Not
members.
If it's him,
I can get a copy
good.
Of a contract.
But then he's responsible. You're responsible for any brawls, any fights, any
You're the one. These are older folks. I'm sure they're.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, but you're good. You rent it out in your name.
Okay.
And it's under you. Okay. You trust these people. You're good with them. You're good.
And then, along with that, I know Bree wanted to donate a fake Christmas tree last year. Never got around to it. Do we still want to have a Christmas tree here?
If we do possibly a Christmas tree, then we're going to have to do a menorah and whatever Kwanzaa is.
I would say.
And Diwali. You guys got anything?
I think we have to be careful with how much we bring, right? Because it can be overwhelming with.
Well, the
people
thing
just
is
bringing
also,
stuff, and then
we don't want to store it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So no,
so
I would say no. No.
If you wanted to do a little tabletop, whatever they want
you,
to decorate,
you bring
for
it
the party,
and then take it home.
Bring it, take it with you.
All right. So we'll bring it, then we'll just bring it back and probably just throw it out afterwards.
Ho ho ho.
Because we hate that
freaking
thing. It's so much glitter on this freaking thing.
Wait, yeah. Glitter?
Glitter.
Oh, it's not coming in here. Oh, hell no.
I'd rather have it in here than in my own home.
Exactly. That's what we don't want to do. Before you know
it. Oh, no. We might be renting this out for different types of parties that people come in and see glitter on the floor.
Wow. All right. So I will I'll find out when she wants to do it. And then I'll email everybody and let them know.
I think, though, that even for the homeowners, we should have some sort of rules.
We do.
We have.
Oh,
to.
We do. Okay.
I actually, I have. A copy.
I mean, we just haven't done it yet.
Right.
Dave's been the only one who's done it, and then this Dave.
So as far as the clubhouse goes,
like we said, can you get the thing from the Elks Club,
mm-hmm.
or is there somewhere? Just
well, they have a basic contract. She got one from St.
Jude. St. Jude's 12 pages long. I didn't read it. I was printing it out.
Mine isn't
like,
that much.
So if you can get one from the Elks Club,
I'll do it
and
this
then,
week.
Like I said, we'll just get.
Yeah,
the
I'll be at
the
Elks on Saturday,
and then we'll just. Whatever, wherever it says Mount Wellington Elks, we'll just put Wildwood Shores Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're ready to rent to the outside, it's going to blow up here, which is a great thing, right? Because we'll get income.
Right.
The way it was done before is we'd have them sign the paperwork, they would sign it, leave a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so before, if it was somebody else, we would be telling them, okay, well, it's $350 to rent it, but we also need a separate check for $500
exactly.
as a deposit. When everything's done and it's cleared, we'll give mm-hmm. you the $500 check.
Yeah, as long as there's no damage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or whatever we decide the number for the deposit should
before
be.
Before, I was a clubhouse guy. So I would go, they would sign everything. I'd make sure it was open. And we weren't picky about, oh, no, from 7 to 10. No.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I would tell them, listen, at 10 o'clock, lower the... Because we have one neighbor. That's the only neighbor. The Adams are the only ones that are going to complain. I said, listen... You'd be here all night. We don't care. Lower your music down.
And move your cars, because there's no overnight parking.
Well, 10 o'clock. Well, they'll call the police as soon as it's out.
No, but not...
Because
they're sleeping. At 10 o'clock, they're sleeping. As long... I would tell them, just lower your music down.
Yep.
And they would be in here 2, 3 in the morning, whatever. But they would lower the music down. The harder part is the cleanup.
Yeah.
The recycling, the garbage, and once again, like I said, I had a party.
Yeah.
I had to call 3 of my friends to take all the garbage out because these assholes wouldn't pick up the garbage. All
right, so we're definitely going to have to hit the town up because, like you said,
and I did already, but they didn't help me.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm assuming the town.
Let me just tell you what happened. So we had the party, and I had the garbage. I put the garbage on the outside, and I told my wife, I called my wife, I went because I go to work at 4:30 in the morning. I told my wife, please, when you see them, make sure, tell them, because my wife leaves about 9. She saw them, and she said, make sure you guys take the garbage out over there. And he said, yes. My wife went to work. They didn't take it. The next week, I saw him. I go, listen, we pay taxes. We're paying for that garbage. Why don't you guys take the garbage? Oh, yeah, we'll take it. I go, no, we told you last week and you didn't take it. Why didn't you take it? And I'm hanging on the side of his truck, like in his face, like, why didn't you take it? And he goes, oh, it was a misunderstanding. So then I went to the town and I said, listen, I'm having a problem with the garbage. And she goes, oh, yeah, here, call this.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to hear it. She didn't give a shit. Here, call them and...
Who's them?
Roselle.
So then I was on the phone.
Yeah, my question to the town isn't that. My question to the town is, How does Roselli know where to pick up in the town of Hopatcong? That's my question, because you see, then when she says, well, every street, did you hand them a map with all the street numbers? Because see, those questions Roselli can't answer, the town has to answer. And the reason is that then I can go with the question of, well, we pay taxes at our beaches and the garbage isn't taken.
All right, so if we have an issue with the garbage, we nominate Jean.
I'm going to go to the town, and if I don't get the answers I like, I'll go to a council meeting.
Right.
I did tell the driver, I said, listen, we haven't been using the clubhouse, but we're using it now. Please take the garbage. And like I said, I had to call three friends from three different zones in Hopatcong, because I had like six big bags of garbage. I was calling my friends. So that's something that needs to be done too. When we rent it out, obviously they're gonna put the garbage, hopefully, the recycling, and then when their party's done, then we're responsible to put.
Oh, absolutely.
I usually always do it. I usually always put everything, because you can't leave it outside because the bears and
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Right. But let's just say that this does turn out where we get a lot of rentals. We can also check with Roselli for a small dumpster.
A dumpster,
they're
going to
charge
us
for that, right?
$450 a month, and they pick up every...
No, we don't want to
right.
No, but what I'm saying
is... I don't think you'd be able to get a truck, the truck to come pick it up down that little street.
Yeah, I don't think we want to pay for it.
They need a special front loader.
As long as they pick up the garbage we leave, then we're good.
Right.
And the recycling.
It was just a thought. I mean.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I can think of is that we are technically classified as a business. So that might be the... I'm just speculating.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's
the reason why that they wouldn't pick it up.
I thought that we were...
Because, you know, don't businesses are responsible for their own garbage. That's why they have dumpsters. I'm assuming. I don't know.
I know how we find out. Are our taxes commercial or are they residential?
I think we're commercial.
Okay. If we're commercial, that may be
where... Because we are a nonprofit.
Right.
So then we tread lightly on that and see...
But in any event, for the rental, you take it with you.
What,
right?
The people take it
with you? Yeah. If you rent this for a party, take the garbage with you.
Yeah.
Damn, that's hard though, Doug.
Yeah.
That's hard.
You got a truck over.
No. That's hard for people.
When you're
talking about four bags,
All right, so take the garbage, and there's a blue house across here, and put it in your driveway.
The recycling, I'll take on a Saturday. I don't give a shit. Yeah. But the
like
garbage
this stuff
is
here,
hard
the guy didn't have the garbage to take the garbage.
Yeah, I was going to, yeah.
So I'm like, listen, just
tomorrow,
put it in the truck and take it to the dumpster.
Another consideration.
Is some of that recycling?
Some of it, yeah.
It's
the cardboard, the metal.
I just leave it up in the back of my car.
Another consideration, if we're renting, to add to whatever rules, now that we have air going in here, I don't know if we had no smoking, but we should probably put no smoking.
True.
So it doesn't
you're
get
right.
into the...
True, they just have to step out the back.
Yeah.
Question.
No, you're right.
Do you know if we have heat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's both. And the other question I had, if we put the drop seal in, do they have to come back and drop it?
So that's where we got into this. So that's how this happened. So when the guy came in for the HVAC, he said, I really need to do this before the drop seal.
Before?
It'll be easier for me to do this before the drop seal. So then he goes, he left inside there with each one of those vents, like 4 feet of flex tube.
Oh, so boom.
Oh,
so okay.
Once the drop sealing comes in, then you just pull it down.
That's nice.
And set it in. And then also, so this was Al's guy. And so...
Did we get a bill yet?
Yeah. So he came in at $10,800.
That's really good.
But he did it for $10.
Oh.
Wow.
Did we pay him yet?
We got quoted
paid,
at 16.
We paid him $5, and we have to pay him another $5.
Okay, great.
So when you're looking at this number here... This 23,958.58 subtract 5,000.
Right.
So right now we have heat
and
right.
air.
And air.
Right. So I'll probably rent it out for Thanksgiving too.
Nice. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Do we want to have a painting?
Because this was the other one.
Yeah,
the other one we got.
Oh, I have another question. So we're going
to research you wanted to paint.
Oh, okay.
We
I'll get to that
okay.
in a second.
Are we on new business?
So we're on unfinished
kind of unfinished
business.
Yeah.
We're unfinished then, yeah.
So okay. Then the other quote that we got was for, so this guy came in with Al and he was like, I'll do it for $10,000. Because the other quote we got was $14,445, but we also had to hire an electrician on top of it. So who knows what
permit?
That would have cost?
Oh, no, we would have.
Yeah. Oh, they did all the stuff.
An electrician would have been another two.
Yeah, so we're talking, so it would have been like $16,500.
So we saved $6,000.
And we got it for $10,000. And he was ready to go. He
right.
was, I'm in between jobs. I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
He's funny. He's so funny.
Yeah.
I was talking to him for like an hour. He's funny.
Who, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out of his mind.
He's out of his mind.
What?
He's out of his mind. I'll put that in the minutes.
Can you mute that? Can you cut that?
In a very good way.
I mean, I do. I love him. But
no, we all like Al, but yeah. We agree he's out of his mind.
Because then we got the drop ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So the one quote on the drop ceiling was $14,394.48. That's
whoa.
He came in at 12 originally.
Yeah, Danny at Kemp.
And then this, but it's been like 2 years. So then Danny came in at $12,947, which kind of right now he's the winner. But I was thinking that.
But he's never done them. That was the problem.
He's never done them. Yeah.
Should we
I want to shop around a little
you know
bit
where,
more.
You know who else you might want to ask? Is Jonathan Taylor. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Because he does construction.
Yeah, because he's
okay now? He's doing good?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be a councilman.
He's running for council.
Do you want
he was
wait,
we're
talking
about
just,
right?
He just the ceiling tiles or electric?
This is drop ceiling.
All right, I got my guy right here now doing my drop ceiling.
Oh,
I can ask him.
Is it Gabe?
Huh? No, I got another guy. He's from Roxbury. He works for a construction company.
Yeah, as many quotes as we can get.
He just did some sheetrock for me from some plumbing work I got done for a polite plumber. He came and did the sheetrocking for me. And now he's doing the tile. He's replacing tiles on my drop ceiling right now.
Can you talk to him and see if he can come and give us a quote, right?
Yeah.
Estimate?
Absolutely. And right. I also have, Gambody, 13 Bastrop Road. That is under a reverse mortgage. I got the mortgage information.
Oh, you're the best.
Damon, do you have the owner?
Yeah, Gambody. Hold on. Helen J. Gambody.
No, I mean, who owns it now with the reverse mortgage, or does she still own it?
Yeah, no, I'll get the mortgage company for you.
Because she's dead.
Okay, yeah, I got the lender.
So she's not coming back.
So that, yeah. And she's not paying the back dues.
Want to give us a quote on doing a drop ceiling for our clubhouse?
Yeah, can you text me his number and I'll set it up?
Yeah.
He's talking about it.
We have a square foot. It's
about
twice the size of this, man.
It's big.
It's big. About twice the size.
Lenny, the quotes say how much it is, that much square footage?
Yeah, I mean, they're there now. I don't know how much time you have.
We're wrapping it up. If he wants to come now, he can come.
You want to go take a look at it?
Yeah.
If he doesn't have to.
Take a look at it.
Can, he has to. Come now.
All right, come on.
Okay, I'm hanging up then. Because we're going to talk about you. Bye.
So the other thing was a painting.
Take that
party?
Out of the
painting.
So wait, just go back up for a second.
Oh, sure.
So then, yeah. So like I was saying, that what happens now is that Nat drops that number down to roughly 18,000. So I was thinking, and Tony and I were talking about this, if we, because we could go ahead and put the drop ceiling in.
How far down does it come?
It's up to us. It's up to us.
Oh.
I would say as little as possible, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking. Just,
12 inches. Yeah.
I was saying, let's keep it like a 9-foot
yeah.
ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's keep the ceiling high.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking like the top.
Jen, see the line around the side?
Yeah, that's what they were talking about.
Yes.
They were going to drop it to that line.
That looks to be
what
about
line?
A foot.
The line on top there.
No.
I don't know why I'm asking. I can't see. This was really stupid for me to even have Wait.
Yeah, where David's going, that's where it was going to be.
Yes, just below this.
No.
I think it's still
at the line. At the line.
That's like 7-8 inches down.
It would have gone lower, but that's just me.
It looks to be about a foot.
Yeah, I think that's about a foot. That's about 11 inches, 12 inches.
I was thinking more going like 8 inches above the windows.
No, it might be. It's different down here. It's lower.
The other question is.
So let's wait on this until the guy gets here.
Yeah.
And then we have to figure out when we do that, the lighting has to come down.
Right.
The lighting's going to be included.
I don't know if they have.
He did.
Okay. LED
light bulbs for electrical efficiency, dimmer switches, lighting and fixtures.
Dimmers.
Yeah, so complete. Drop ceiling project, but not limited to, also includes lighting and fixtures, dimmer switches, LED light bulbs, wiring, and junction boxes.
Dave Garcia would like a disco ball for the center, please.
I have it. I donated it.
So what my point was,
cost me $250.
Is I was thinking, let's hold off on the drop ceiling until we get the dues in.
Yeah.
Because it's going to bring us down to like $4,000 or $5,000 in our account.
That's a little tight. Mm-hmm.
So let's do the painting.
Yeah.
So we got the air. Let's paint it, and then let's get all the dues in. See where we're at, and then we'll go for the drop ceiling.
Okay.
Everybody good with that?
Yeah. You're going to put a date together, like we're all doing it one day. But
the paint, we got to figure that out.
Do we want to adjourn to discuss that, or do we want that part of the meeting?
We can. Well, let's get.
You can
let's
pause it and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me. Pause.
So do we have a motion to pause this?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to. Yeah. 6:44.
One day I'm not here.
Is there any new business?
I have a question about the clubhouse.
Go ahead.
If we rent, can we do like let's say I do a movie night.
Yes, sir.
And we invite people from the outside and charge them $10 to get in.
That's tricky, only because you need a license to show a movie.
You do.
Yeah.
If you're making money off of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you
what else can we do?
Bingo night?
Yeah, let's look at.
We do like,
but that kind of stuff would be for. We can do it for outside people, but we can do it for us too.
For the community.
Just so that...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if we have people come and we make $80...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
$80. Yeah. Yes.
It's $80. If we do it just, let's hang out.
You don't charge. What you do is you say a donation.
A donation. Or you sell snacks.
If we're a non-profit...
Hot dog.
We're a non-profit.
No, well, that's not... That.
You need it to be a donation because you see the money can go into our petty cash, and be used for something that, So basically, what you do is you do a donation, a $5 donation, a $10 donation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be a nonprofit and have money in the reserves,
right?
You have to. You're supposed to. Like we're supposed to have an emergency fund. Probably with like
a lot.
The community garden has $17,000
in case something. Is how much?
$17,000.
And they're
so
not
for
responsible.
Something like this with all our properties, we should probably have like 75.
Right. And that's. But you know what? Positive
that's
ideas
we're,
for what to do.
We're
this
working
clubhouse.
Towards that, and that's what that's all
yeah.
about.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I agree. Once we get the drop ceiling in and the noise level is good, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, what Dave's saying is that if we have a movie night in here and then. His kids have 10 friends that want to come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let them come, and we'd charge them $5 each or $10 each, and that's that.
I have the popcorn machine.
Then you can do trivia night, paint and sips.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Who's not gonna pay $10 to hang out? And once again, I can leave a computer here with music where you just have to hit play and 80s or 90s, whatever you want. And they're good with music too.
Yeah.
DJ.
I mean, gosh, you could even have like a Google craft fair here, but there's not enough room out there to park. We could think of stuff.
You what?
There's not enough room out there to park. Like, have a little craft fair inside of your...
No, there's enough room to park.
There?
There's
the
enough...
All the shit you park on the side of the road. If you move that, that's...
I've had parties and we have easily 20 cars. Easy.
But we also have Pebble Beach, too, to park there.
And I have a golf cart for $10 already.
Oh, wait, instead of Uber, we're calling you Joober.
I'm going to put my headphones back in so you can go back and work with
me. Okay.
All right. All right. He's going to give me the quote, and then I'll let everybody know.
Good.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Sounds good.
You want to call me when you're ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, David, we're actually going to wrap it up, so.
Are you
yeah. Yeah, you're not really missing anything.
Say you want to talk to me
tomorrow? No. Nah, not really. See you tomorrow. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Painting party.
Yes.
Yeah, anything.
So did you want to adjourn and do that, or you want to do that? It doesn't matter either way.
Can it be a Sunday?
So let's do that on Fish and Business.
We can do whatever days, yeah.
I don't think we're going to get it done in a day.
How many of us? Six, seven?
I think we'd get a good turnout.
Oh, you got six of us. We'll knock this out.
Yeah.
Well, there's more.
I'm sorry?
There's more.
What do you mean?
People.
Oh,
volunteers.
Yeah. We'll knock this out.
We could do, yeah, we could do it on a Sunday.
We work every Saturday.
Sunday, as long as we can set up a TV.
I was going to say, Sunday's also football.
Oh, that's right. What am I saying? But
no, definitely. So we can... So Al donated some paint. We all agreed last time that color is okay for the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The grayish.
Yep, there's this one.
Floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... yeah, so he donated some paint. We need a little bit more, but we've been talking about it. He's got a bunch of people that want to come. People that I've talked to in the neighborhood, they want to come.
Excellent. Yeah.
I mean, we could probably easy get 15.
Wow.
I mean, we'll paint before drop ceiling goes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I will be more than happy to be making. I'll be in the kitchen making sandwiches and coffee and providing snacks because I can't paint to save my life.
We can do the.
But I'll be more than happy to be the bartender.
That's fine. Everything else is just going to be.
Yeah, we don't have to go up to the existing ceiling. Right.
Yeah,
just go up to the last cinder block.
Exactly. Another and even if you hit the top of the ceiling, it doesn't matter.
You should see the nice work I did in Tony's office and then upstairs.
I'm not allowed to paint.
And then now that we have the... See, the problem before was with no heat, you were iced out of the cold months.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now that we have heat, we can do this anytime.
Yep.
So we just need to pick a day. And then we should let me talk to Al.
Yes, I was just going to say, let's see what his availability is because he's excited to be, and he's donated so much and done so much that I'm like,
we can finally get rid of that damn ham in the freezer. Mm-hmm. We're going to ham. Mm.
So I'm going to talk to him tomorrow.
All right.
He called me today. He's all fired.
Good things.
Sounds good.
So so we would then,
talk
once we pick the date, then then Jen will send someone out.
Yeah.
So we'll have Kathy send an email blast. You guys can do Facebook and what's the other one we do?
The sooner the better since Dave wants to have a Thanksgiving here.
Yeah.
And this,
I was hoping to do some kind of movie night in October.
We were talking about doing it in September.
So when we do a movie night, no money.
Oh, no, not for the neighborhood. Not for us.
Not for the neighborhood.
Let's do it sooner than later.
We do a movie night.
Especially if we can get this drop ceiling done ASAP, that'll make this more desirable to run out.
And the drop ceiling
will
have
acoustic properties
to it.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole other place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like I said, as soon as we go to the outside of the community, we're going to be booming.
Yeah. It's a whole lot.
We're going to be booming.
Because also, we'll be
tutoring
everybody else.
Yes.
Write this down.
Can you email me?
Oh, yeah. Can you email that to the board?
So have them email it.
All right. Put it in there now.
Okay.
WSPRA.
All right. Any information you have on them, send everything to us.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. That is awesome.
Good things.
Okay.
All positive
Anything
things.
Else?
I don't have anything.
I wanted to see if I can get with you so we can buy some... So if you look at the bathrooms and you look up and you see a lot of the insects and stuff
that
come in.
That's when they did the ceiling, the roof.
No, but that's also because on the side of the attics...
Oh, yeah, we need to...
Yeah, so I'll get with you and get some screen, and we'll do that in the future.
The vents that are the attic vents on both sides,
they're open,
are wide open. There's nothing covering it.
So you just buy some screens.
Critter.
I wonder how many bats are up there.
No, so if you go in here, once you go in the bathroom and you look up and you see all that like cave crickets and shit, that's because they can get in there.
So, but we're good because the guy was just up there. He spent 2 days up there.
Yeah.
So anything that was up there is gone.
Dave, you had mentioned, I think last year, you might be able to get a proper cap for the chimney.
Oh, yeah.
That's just on...
Because right now, the bottom was sealed, so water is going
to... So now it's going to come inside into the stove.
So I'll look on Facebook. The stuff that I got to go up was used...
Okay.
I'll look on Facebook. I'll take care of that, and then some brackets have to be made to go to the roof.
And
I'll get with Doug with that.
Perfect.
But I can take care of that.
We want to do it to code.
Yeah.
We don't need to do. The fire inspector came in here and he looked at it and he goes, "You really use that thing?" And I'm like, "No, it was all right. Don't worry about it."
Question: Are we even going to need it anymore?
We won't.
We won't.
Ambiance.
But we have heat now.
It's
ambiance.
Nice.
I still think like just if we rent it out in the winter.
It does look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's nice.
Ambiance.
Yeah.
And until we get the drop ceiling, I don't think it would take much to spruce this up a bit. I mean, if we can get more of these strips that are, I think they're just wood strips.
They are.
And replace the ones that are missing, do a little...
It's easy to say, but do it.
Yeah, once
you
do it.
Yeah.
That's actually a lot of work.
It's easy to say, but
I would still talk to Jonathan Taylor and see if you can get a quote from him.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's election year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's how we got the septic is I went to Mike and I said, Mike Francis at the time, he was mayor. I'm like, listen, I can't get, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
You know, and so he goes, well, check with Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, he was. I mean, he didn't do it for free.
Right.
But he gave us a fair price.
Yeah.
So there's a big speaker that was brought in here. Who brought that in?
Damon or NG.
Is that a speaker?
They bought it from
a karaoke machine.
I put it
they
inside.
They bought it from Ronaldo. Macho.
Ronaldo. Oh, we need the plug.
So that was my question. Do they have the plug? Because obviously it's useless without the plug.
Yeah, it's one of those little plugs.
Like an
AC plug?
Like an AC-DC converter?
Yeah.
Listen, as long as it's
before we get into this, are we, anybody have anything else?
No.
Okay. Somebody make a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion.
And a second?
I second.
Okay, so the meeting's adjourned at...
9:50.
6:55.
6:55.